continuing in middle of paragraph Nun Zayin, Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vze bechinas ma shemavura ba toiranal." What we've been learning till now can be tied into one of the sections in the chapter on Likut Imran that this halacha is based on again. Torah Mem Tes, in the first half of Likut Imran. There, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a statement in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Itzach gutza, if your wife is short, gochin, bend down, ulechishlo, and whisper in her ear. In other words, and listen to her that way. Shehu bechinas tefila. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that this is tied into the concept of tefillah. The woman always represents tefillah, as the pasuk says, "Isha yiras Hashem, he tishalol." That the woman, number one, who represents yiras Hashem, he tishalol, she is praiseworthy, and also tishalol is miloshen tefillah, tehila ledavid. Hainu kishahamalchus bekatnus. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there when the Malchus, because Tefillah is synonymous with Malchus. Dovid HaMelech is the one who said, Va'ani Tefillah. So when the Malchus is in a very low state, Bebechinas Itzach Gutza, Bechinas HaMoer HaKoton, Malchus is many times referred to as Moer HaKoton, the small light, Tzorich Lehokim Oysa. We have a responsibility to elevate the Malchus, to lift up the Malchus. As we say, Horachmon hu yokim lonu es sukas dovid hanoifoles. Sukas dovid refers to the Malchus. Hainu al pianal, this is tied into what we were saying before. Shafilu shetfilosoi betachlis hakatnus vashiflus, that even when a person finds that his tefillah is in the lowest form, the person is feeling completely void of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, he's in a very low state. Afal piken kishemischazek b'tefila v'tachnuna misham. Despite that, when the person picks himself up and he encourages himself to keep trying to daven, even when he's feeling in a very low state, who make him as bechinas hamoer hakoton. That's how he helps to lift up the malchus, to lift up this moer hakoton. Sheyikayim, to be able to fulfill what the pasuk says in the beginning of creation, es shnei hamoiros hagdoilim, that when Hashem first created the sun and the moon, originally they were both equal. They were shnei moiros hagdoilim. They were both two great lanterns. So he restores, he elevates the malchus to its full measure of light, where it's comparable to the sun, where the moon becomes comparable to the sun. Va'ayin mashemavur shom, look in Likut Imran, Torah Mem Tes, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to do his take on this. Vze bechinas ulechishlo. This is what the Gemara means when it says, speak, whisper, whisper. Bechinas hatfilo shehi belachash. This refers to the tefila when it's silent. Hainu. Shelefomim ho'odom bekatnus koze. There are times when a person's feeling so low that he can't raise his voice in tefillah at all. He's so embarrassed or he's so down that he can't speak with any strength. Afal pikein al yisiyai shatzmai min atfilah v'tachnunim. But still, the Gemara says, don't give up, don't quit, don't stop. V'yikayim, and the person should fulfill the pasuk, v'shofalt may eretz tedaberi. You're feeling low, shuffle, extremely low. Speak even from eretz. Speak from the ground. Umeyofor imrosech tetzavtsef. And when you're feeling in the dirt, mamish, you're feeling super, super low, again, your words should still come forth. Shezeo bechinas mimamakim kirosicho Hashem. This is what Dovid HaMelech says. Hashem, I cried out to you even mimamakim when I was feeling extremely low. May imke imke pnimius halei, from the depths, super depths of my heart. Bechinas tzoak libo mel Hashem, as the pasuk says, their heart cried out to Hashem. Sheze bechinas tefila belachash shetiknu chachameinu zal lehispalel belachash bishvil ktanim shebiktanim, gruim shebigruim, ubishvil gdoilim shebigdoilim. Rav Nosson Zal says this is tied into the takonov that the Chachamim made of the tefila belachash, that we daven silently, number one, so as not to embarrass those who don't know how to daven, who can't daven. So we see that the whole tikkun of the tefila belachash is for the small people, for the little people in a sense. And at the same time, Rav Nosson Zal says it's also for the greatest of the great people. Ki haktanim ma'oid, because those people who are very, very low, kol tefila sami b'chinas tefila b'lachash kanal, their entire tefila is a concept of tefila b'lachash. V'chol tikunam al yidei hagdoilei tzadikim shemespalalim b'lachash, and their tikun, the tikun of these people who are feeling so low, is dependent on the great tzadikim who also daven b'lachash silently. Ki oilim ad atiko, because when these tzaddikim daven silently, they go up to the highest place. They go up to atiko, the highest level of kedusha. It's brought, the Arizal explains, how the tefillah of shachris, for example, the first stage of the tefillah of shachris, korbonos, is referred to as the tikkun for the oilam huasiya, the lowest world. Psukei dezimra, when a person goes to the next portion of Shachris, he's rising up to effect a tikkun for the Olam HaYetzirah, the world of the angels. When he gets to the Birchas Shema, he's effecting a tikkun for the Olam HaBriya, which is the world of the throne of Hashem. And when the person gets to Shmon Esrei, when the person takes three steps backwards before he starts Shmon Esrei, he's exiting from the physical world completely. And when he takes those three steps forward, he's entering into the throne room of Hashem, Kaviochel. Shmon Esrei is referred to as the Tikkun of the Olam Ho'atzilus, the highest world possible. And that's one of the reasons for the silence. When you're in the innermost chamber of Hashem, there's Loi Dumia Sihila, complete silence. Even though we're speaking, we're saying the words of Shmon Esrei, we're mouthing it without making any noise. That's one aspect of this. So Rav Nosson says, Ki oilim ad atiko, sheshom bechinas lachash. Because when the person says the tefillah b'lachash, they're going up to atiko, which is the concept of lachash, bechinas chacham charoshim unevoin lachash. As the Gemara says, when a person sees a very, very great Talmud Chacham, this is the bracha they make. They make a bracha, Baruch HaTosh Melekeinu, that Hashem has given over his wisdom to chacham charoshim unevoin lachash, to those who understand the silence, kaviyoch, the highest level. Ki shom bechinas siog lachoch moshtiko. Because there, in the highest realm of Kedusha, there, it's the concept of the fence around Chachma, which is silence. What is the fence around Chachma? The keser, the crown. A crown is like a fence that's worn around the head. That's this concept of siog lachochma shtiko. That Chachma, the sphere of Chachma, it's brought corresponds to the nekuda of Pasach. Pasach is miloshen poiseach es yodecha, where the wisdom opens up. The keser corresponds to the nekud of komets. Komets means komets v'sosim, closed, completely closed and hidden. And also, it represents this concept of shtika, this silence, this siog lachoch moshtika. Ki yefsher ledaber bezgalia bozer hasoid ad heichon rachmov magim afilu grum koelo. Because as we mentioned earlier, it's impossible to be able to speak of this secret of how far-reaching is Hashem's kindness, that it reaches down even to the people in the lowest of levels. Ki zeh hasoid lo nizgala afilu l'Avram Avinu, because as we mentioned previously, this secret of the Korban Mincha, of the Asira Soefa, which refers to the sacrifice that's brought by the person who's on the lowest level, that wasn't even revealed to Avram Avinu. Kiim Beremez Godol. It was Hashem only hinted it to him. Hashem didn't reveal it completely, even to Avram Avinu. Vze bechinas ma titzak elai. And this is why, when the Jews were standing at the Red Sea, and they cried out to Hashem, Hashem said to them, ma titzak elai. What are you screaming for? Ma titzak daika. Note, Hashem's complaint was, why are you screaming? Ba'atiko talya milsa. The Zohar HaKadosh fills in that Hashem said to them that the salvation that Klal Yisrael needs now is dependent on atiko, on the highest level of kedusha. Sheshom ein tzaoko. There is no screaming. Kishom soid shtika v'lachash. There is found this secret of silence. V'kanal, as we mentioned earlier. While we're on this point, I remember hearing from my father-in-law, Zichrono Livracha, Rav Rosenfeld, once, that when we speak about this tefillah belachash, which reaches up to the highest level, atika, that represents the highest level of kindness of Hashem, which is koilel, the 13 midos shel rachmim. So it's brought, the Arizal says, that 13 times yud kevavke, Hashem's name yud kevavke, 26 times 13, is bigimatria 338, which is the word lachash. This silence. And when a person davens the tefillah belachash, they're connecting to that highest, highest place where those 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem are. V'alkein omar li'Yisrael, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem yilochem lochem, Hashem will do battle for you, v'atem tacharishun, and you be silent. Kishom tzrichin litzoik belachash me'oy mekalev. Because when a person is connecting with that highest, highest level of kindness of Hashem, there the screaming has to be done in silence. It's got to be a scream from the heart that's coming from the heart where no sound, even though a person is mouthing the words, there's no sound escaping from their mouth. It's silence because they're connecting with that highest, highest place. V'zeh b'chinas tfila belachash v'yachar kach b'koil rom. Rav Nosson Zal says, now we can understand why the sequence is in Shachris, in Mincha, that first we daven a tefillah belachash, the whole congregation, all the people daven silently, Shmon Esrei silently, and then the Chazan repeats the tefillah b'kol ram. Ki b'tchilo tzrichen l'spalel belachash mitaymim hanal. Because at first, the person has to daven in silence based on the reasons we mentioned just before. Because he's feeling, he's supposed to feel himself humble, small, low. We know the Arizal says that right before we begin the Shmon Esrei in Shachris, we say the words V'oizer dalim, V'oine lamo Yisrael be'ez shavam elov. Oizer adal means the poorest of the poor. There are different words in the Hebrew language which mean a poor person. Oni, evyoin, dal is the lowest of the low. So the Arizal says when a person says those words, he's supposed to say it meaning himself. That when I'm standing before Hashem, when I'm about to start the Shmon Esrei, I look at myself as a dal. I'm poor spiritually. I'm poor in mitzvahs, in maisim tovim, in Torah, and tefillah, and everything ruchni. And I'm also poor begashmias. I have all of these needs that I'm going to be asking Hashem for. Refuah and das and parnos, all the different things. So therefore, the first round of Shmon Esrei is in silence because he's feeling so low and humble and he's trying to connect with that highest, highest level of kindness of Hashem. V'achar kach nistaknim al yidei hatzadik shemala tfiloseim kanal. And afterwards, we get our tikkun through the tzadik who is mala our tefillah, who elevates our tefillah. V'oz mispalalim b'koil rom. Then we're able to have the Shmon Esrei said b'koil ram, loud. Ki oz yecholim lahorim koil b'tfilah. Because then we are allowed to lift up our voice in tefillah. Ki tzrichim lahachyois ulechazek es atzmoi b'chol minei drochim. Because a person has to encourage himself and give himself life and strength through all types of advice, using all types of means at his disposal. Ki bevadai tzrichen litzoik harbe lashem yisborach mevor bedvareinu harbe bizeh. Because a Jew certainly has to scream a lot to Hashem, has to have hours and hours of screaming to Hashem. Ach lakoil eis. However, everything has its time. Ki yesh itim she'ief shelohorim akoiloi. There are times when a person can't raise his voice, who tzrichim rak lehischanein belachash, and at those times he has to plead with Hashem in silence. But again, remembering always to mouth the words, even when a person is davening in silence. Unfortunately, there are many Jews that don't realize how critical it is for the lips to move, for the person's mouth to be mouthing the words when they daven. There are many, many reasons why that's critical. The next paragraph, Nun Ches, V'zeh, this is also tied into the Pasuk in the Navi, which we recite in the Haftorah that we say on a fast day, where the Pasuk says, Yazoiv Rosho Darkoi, V'ish Oven Mach Shevoisov, V'yoshoi V'lashem V'rachameyu, V'el Eloikeinu Ki Yarbe L'Sloyach, that the Rosho will leave his evil ways, and a person who is on the wrong path will go away from his bad thoughts, from his thinking the wrong types of thoughts, and return to Hashem, and Hashem will show kindness to them, and return to Elokeinu, to our Hashem, ki yarbe l'sloya, because Hashem has a multitude of forgiveness. Hainu sheho ikar sheyazev rosho darkoi me'ato. Rav Nosanel says the most important thing that a person has to realize when a person knows that they're not doing so well in Yiddishkeit, when they've come to the realization that they're far, far from Hashem, the most important thing that the person has to do is make a commitment that now, starting right now, I'm going to change. Ve'ish oven machshevoisov, and a person who's not on the right path has to be prepared to take hold of his thoughts. Meaning, ki hamachshavos hem ikar hayitzrin kanal, because as we explained earlier, the main attachment of the Yetzirah to a person is in the thoughts. That's where it starts. It starts in a person thinking the wrong kind of thoughts. And that begins a process which leads to saying the wrong things and doing the wrong things. So a person has to make sure to cut off the Yetzirah at its source. V'ho'ikar lezgaber al hamachshavos lazoiv me'ato hamachshavos ro'ez shehur gobohem v'al yipoil b'daitoi loymar she'efes tik v'chas v'shal machmesh ad ayoim kilkol kolkach alof morevavos pomim. Again, the main thing is for the person to commit himself that starting now, I'm going to avoid thinking any bad thoughts, any wrong kind of thoughts. I'm only going to think kosher thoughts and positive thoughts. And the person should not say, well, I don't know if I can do it really, because till now, my whole life, I've been thinking this way and everything. Ki yoshuv el Hashem v'yirachameyu ve'el aleikeinu ki arba l'sloyach. Shehu soid mincha. This is the secret to the korb mincha. Sheviter HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechil achas mishaloi kanal. As we explained a few pages earlier, that when it comes to the korb mincha, kavyochel Hashem says, I'll give you a break. I'll give you a break, even though you don't really deserve it, even though the sacrifice you're bringing is in no way matches your crimes and what you should be doing. What are you bringing me, a handful of flour? It's nothing. It's a joke. It's an insult. But Hashem is mevater. Hashem is willing to let it go. Vezehu kiloi machshevoisai machshevoisechem. And this is why the pasuk continues. And Hashem says, because my thoughts are not your thoughts. Ki govhu drochai midarcheichem o machshevoisai machshevoisechem. Hashem says, my thoughts are way, way, way above yours. My considerations, my concept of kindness and forgiveness is something that you can't even fathom in your wildest dreams. Ki i'efshar lohovin elu hasoidois ad heichon rachmov magim. Because it's impossible for us to fathom the secret of how far-reaching is Hashem's kindness. Afilu achar kol hakilkulim sheboilam. Even after a person did every single wrong thing in the world. Ki rachmov loikolim loilam, because Hashem's kindness is infinite, it's unending, it has no boundaries at all. Paragraph Nuntes. V'alkein kriyas yamsuf u'bishvi shel Pesach, achar shekvar heviyu Yisrael minchas oimer soirim, u'kvar sofru shisha yomim loimer. And it's for this reason that the miracle of kriyas yamsuf took place after the Jews had already brought the Minchas Omer, which is brought on the first day of the Omer, the second day of Pesach, and after they already counted 6 days in the Omer. Ki ikar hanes shel kriyas yamsuf hoyo al yedei sfiras Omer. Because the miracle of kriyas yamsuf was brought about through this Korban Omer that was brought, and through the counting of the Omer. Shekvar sofru shisha yomim, kemuva bekavonis. And it's based on the fact that the Jews have already counted 6 days, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Hainu sheikar bechinas kriyas yamsuf hoyo al yidei bechinas mincha. Again, emphasizing that one of the main prerequisites of kriyas yamsuf was that this Korban mincha had to be brought, this minchas ha'omer. Shehu Tikun kol hamoichen de katnus ma'oid ma'oid, where the korban mincha is that korban which has the ability to rectify, to be mesaken, the moichen de katnus of the lowest level, when the spirituality is at its lowest point. Shemehem Kol Hakilkulim Vachatoim Rachmon Elson Kiyadua, which is the cause of all kinds of mistakes and sins and problems. All of that comes about from Moichin de Katnus. As we mentioned before, the famous Gemara, Lo'ilam Ein Adam Choyte Elam Kein Nichnas Boi Ruach Shtus, that if a person is playing with a full deck, if a person has their consciousness, a Jew can't conscientiously do an Aveira. Impossible. Elamai, the Yetzer makes the person crazy. For that moment, the person becomes crazy. They fall into Moichin de Katnus, as it's called, where they lose their senses, they lose their judgment, their ability to judge properly. Because it's through this tenth of an Eifa, this Minchas Oimer, which represents the Korban, the sacrifice, and the Tfila of a person who's in the lowest level, Aideze Iker Hatikun. This is what brings about the main Tikun. Kihu Bechinas Soid Omoik Shalai Nizgala Lavram Avinu. As we mentioned earlier, this is the concept of a very deep secret which Hashem didn't even reveal to Avram Avinu. Rak Be'achris Hayomim Ho'ela. It's only in the later generations, in our later generations, because of the fact that we're on such a low level, Merachim Hashem Yisporach, Hashem has Rachmonis, Umegala Zeh Hasoid Alidei Gdoilei Hatzadikim. And Hashem reveals this secret of how far-reaching is His kindness through the great Tzadikim. Umishom Hoyasoid Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's from where this secret of Kriyas Yamsuf came about. Bechinas Ba'atiko Tal Yamilsa. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, that the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf was dependent on Atik. It required the highest level of kindness of Hashem. V'zeh Bechinas Shiras Hayam. Now we can understand why the Torah tells us that at Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jews sang a special song. Shenimshach mehashir shel osid, shehu shir poshut kofel meshulosh meruba. The Shir Shel Yam is connected to the song of the future, the song that's going to be sung when Mashiach comes, when Hashem is going to renew the world. The Shir Poshut Kofel Meshulosh Meruba that we discussed earlier. Shenimshach al yedei tikkun hatzimtzumim anal. That song comes about when there's a tikkun hatzimtzum. Shibachinas tikkun hatfila vahatshuva, which we said is the concept of the tikkun of tefillah and tshuva. As is discussed in chapter 49 in Likut Imran, the chapter that this whole halacha is based on. That's how a person is zoiche to this song, this special song, when there is this tzimtzum, when there's tefillah and tshuva, shehu bechinas oiraiso da'atikos timor, which is tied into the Torah of the highest level, which is going to be revealed in the future, shemishom hoya hanes shel kriyas yamsuf, where again, this is the source of which, from where this miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf came about. It came about from Atik, it came about from the highest level of kindness of Hashem, which is tied into the Torah of Atik, and this Shir Poshut Kofel, the Shir of the Osid. V'zeh shesimu hashira, and this is why that song concludes, the Shir Asiyam concludes with the words, Mikdash Hashem koinanu yodecho, Hashem Yimloich Lyoilam Voed, where we announce, we declare the Malchus of Hashem. Kize Iker Hatikun, because this we've been discussing the whole time here, that the goal of all of this work is to reveal the Malchus of Hashem. Al Yidei Bechinas Beis Atato, through the lower Beis Hamikdash. Shehu Bechinas HaBeis Hamikdash, now that's the Beis Hamikdash on earth. And this is why we repeat the pasuk twice. Hashem Yimloich Leilam Voed, Hashem Yimloich Leilam Voed. Ki al yidei aliyas beisa tato, oile gam beisa ilo kanal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likut Imran, there are two batim, there are two houses. There's Kavyochel Hashem's house on earth, which is called the beisa ilo, and there's the beisa mikdash shalmalo. And when the beisa tato gets its tikkun, the Beis Seilo automatically gets its tikkun also. So there's this declaration of Hashem's Malchus twice. V'zeh she'isa b'medrash she'bezchus mitzvah tzitzis ho'yohanes shel kriyas yamsuf. And this is why the Medrash also tells us that the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf was brought about in the zchus of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ki tzitzis heim bechinas shir poshut kofel mishulash meruba kamash meruba shamba teranal. Because tzitzis is made up of four strings, and those four strings represent this single, double, triple, quadruple. This shir poshut kofel shur shu bechinas shira sayom shamruas, which is tied into the shira sayom that they said then. Paragraph Samach Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, now we can understand a famous statement in the Gemara that Rashi quotes in Chumash. It says, Vayishma Yisroi, that Yisroi heard, and he came to join the Jews in the desert. So the Gemara asks, Ma Shmua Shamova, what did Yisroi hear that made him come? He heard two things. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf, Umilchemes Amolek. He heard about the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf that the Jews experienced, and also that Amolek had engaged them in battle, and they even succeeded in weakening Amolek tremendously. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show the connection between these two things. Ki Kriyas Yamsuf Zebachinas Tzimtzum Oyer Hoyin Soif. The splitting of the Red Sea symbolizes the concept of constricting Hashem's infinite light. Ki ribui hamayim shel hayam shemachmaze yefshel avorboi zenimshach mebechinas ribui hadas. Because the ocean, when we look at the ocean, and the ocean seems is almost impossible for a person to cross on their own without a ship, without some an airplane or something like that. What makes it so difficult? Because the ocean, the vastness of the ocean, corresponds to the vastness of Hashem's infinite light. The ocean represents the Yam HaChochma, as it's called. Represents Ribui Das. Ki Hamayim Bechinas Das. Because we know that water symbolizes Das. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, Umolo Ha'oretz Deos Hashem, Kamayim Layam Mechasim. That there's going to come a time when the world is going to be filled with awareness of Hashem, understanding of Hashem, like water covers the ocean floor. So we see that water represents Das, great Das. Umigoidel ribui hadas, shehu bechinas ein soif, yef shel avroboi. And because of the fact that this Das of Hashem is infinite, that's why it's impossible to cross it. It's so vast. Vashem Yisborach oso nes shenikra hayam. However, Hashem made a miracle that the ocean became constricted. It split. It parted. Ze bechinas tzimtzum ho'er letzdodim. This corresponds to what Hashem did in the beginning of creation, where Hashem constricted His light to the sides to make a vacant space into which creation could take place. Ach tekev sheyesh tzimtzum nisoyre miyad achizas hasitra achro. However, as we learned earlier, whenever there is tzimtzum, tzimtzum means constriction of the light, limiting the light, which means darkness. Whenever there's darkness, there's sitra achro. That's where the sitra achro draws from. Nisur miyad achizas hasitra achro. Sheheim hamachshovois rois, which represents the concept of bad thoughts. Shehem bechinas klipas amolek, which are referred to as the klip of amolek. Shehu mizgaber beyoiser bemachshavois rois vehirhurim roim. Amolek represents that power of tuma that tries to defile a Jew's mind with bad thoughts, all kinds of illicit thoughts. Kama shekosuv asher korcho baderech, as the pasuk says about amolek. Asher korcho baderech, and the word korcho has many meanings. One of those meanings relates to the concept of keri, which means a tuma that's brought about where a person thinks bad thoughts during the day, and that leads to a certain type of impure emission at night. V'alkein nismach kriyas yamsuf lemelchemes amolek. This is why the Torah puts these two things together. Kriyas yamsuf, melchemes amolek. Ki achar kriyas yamsuf, shubchinas tzimtzum hoyer ein soif, tzrichin melchemes amolek, because whenever a Jew experiences a Kriyas Yamsuf, which means a tzimtzum of the light, then he's got to be prepared to do battle against Amalek. Because whenever there's a tzimtzum, Amalek jumps in. He wants to draw strength from that. And the weapon of Amalek is this These machshavos rois and irhurim roim. That's the main weapon of Amalek. Vze shoma Yisroi venezgayer. And this is why the Torah tells us Yisroi heard both of these things, and he converted. Kal yedei hanes shel kriyas yamsuf v'melchemes Amalek, shehu bechinas tzimtzum ha'or shelo yislav yoyser midai. Because by accomplishing both of these things, number one, being metzamtzem the ur litzdodin, for a Jew being careful that his hislavus should not be without boundaries. He should have tzimtzum ha'ur. He should take that fire inside of him and channel it into mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, put it into kelim, into words of tefillah, words of Torah, which are all vessels, and put it into mitzvahs ma'asim, which are all kelim, into which he's channeling that fire that's inside of him, that fire that's burning for Hashem. So when a person does that, the tzimtzum ha'or, number one, the kriyas yamsuf, and then he does battle against the bad thoughts, he engages Amalek in battle, and he fights off the bad thoughts, and he strives to think good thoughts, al yedei zeh nizgale malchusoy le'en koil. We mentioned earlier that when a Jew is zeichet to those two steps, then he zeichet to his galus hamalchus. Then he zeichet to reveal and broadcast Hashem's malchus. Ad sheboim ge le'ein koil, to everybody, to the whole world. Ad sheboim geirim venizgairim. When is Hashem's malchus recognized by the whole world? When even non-Jews recognize the greatness of Hashem, the true Hashem, and they come and convert. Ki ze ikar hizgalus malchusai de kol anal. Because this is the real essence of revealing Hashem's Malchus, of broadcasting Hashem's Malchus. Shegam horachoykim ma'oid yavoyu v'yizgayru v'yakiru koyach malchusoy. That even those who are very, very far from Hashem, they will come and convert and recognize the great Malchus of Hashem. V'alkein, al yidei kriyas yamsuf, u'melchemes Amalek, shoma Yisroi v'nizgayer. And it's therefore that as a result of these two steps, Kriyas Yamsuf, which represents the Tzimtzum Ha'or Litzdodin, and Melchemes Amalek, doing battle against the bad thoughts and everything, through that, Yisroi heard and he came and converted. This is why on Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur also, I believe, in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, one of the outstanding paragraphs is where we say, V'yosu Chol Avodecho, we say there that everyone will come from all sides of the world. V'yishmu rechaykim, and those who are very, very far will hear v'yavoyu, and they'll come and join the, you know, and v'yitnu lecha kesra melucha, and they'll crown Hashem. This is one of the climactic points in the Chazoras Hashatz on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, where in Breslov the custom is that they sing that with tremendous gusto, and when they say the words v'yitnu lecha kesra melucha, they clap tremendously, because this represents the peak of Hashem's Malchus being recognized by all, and everyone crowning Hashem together, the whole world crowning Hashem together.